We came in search of fortune, me, my two brothers, and thousands of other prospectors. We traveled hundreds of miles with the hopes of making it rich from gold in the West. Getting to this gold, however, was not easy. It meant leaving behind our homes and families. It meant traveling over rough roads and facing life-threatening conditions. But with reports of gold in the Rocky Mountains, lots of people rushed west in the late 1850s. Like California back in 49, it seemed Colorado had its own gold rush 10 years later. My brothers and I decided to leave our home in Illinois and head west in the winter of 1859. Now, the quickest way to get to this region from the east was the Smoky Hill Trail, which ran from eastern Kansas to the Front Range of Colorado. Once in Colorado, the trail split into three routes, with the middle route being dubbed the Starvation Trail for the scarcity of food and water. And that's the trail we decided to take. The trip across the Starvation Trail for me and my brothers could not have been more difficult or devastating. The pony we bought in Kansas, the pony carrying most of our provisions, wandered off one night just outside of Fort Riley, leaving us with very little food or supplies. In March, we got lost in a blizzard. My brothers, Charles and Alexander, both died before reaching the mountains. I was found by a band of Indians who got me to an express wagon train bound for Denver. Many years later, I came across a newspaper article which told of the Starvation Trail. The article said, "We trust no one will be so foolish as to attempt to travel it." When the gold rush ended around 1861, a new enterprise took over for the trail, freight and passenger transportation. The first company to attempt to use the Smoky Hill Trail for business was the Butterfield Overland Dispatch, established by David Butterfield. Different freight and passenger companies followed, among them Wells Fargo and Company. However, as the railroad continued to move west, people stopped using stagecoaches and trails. In the late summer of 1870, the first train arrived in Denver. Not much is left of the trail today, just a few ruts in the dirt. Those tracks, however, are as fresh as ever in my mind, constantly reminding me of all that I lost and all that I gained during my time on the Smoky Hill Trail.